Our Father, we continue to look to Thee on this day as always. There is no other place to look. And we ask that Thy voice might speak and touch each of us with a special message of the good news. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 202. Guide me, O Thou great Jehovah. 202, as we stand together, please.
In your Bibles, you will turn with me to the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Begin reading at verse 4. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, the fourth verse. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. May God bless his reading of his wonderful word, the heart of John on the Isle of Patmos. We come now to a moment and a season of prayer. I'm sure that you perhaps have some special need. This will be your opportunity to pray silently in your heart to God about that need. Shall we bow and shall we pray? Thank you. Our Father, thou hast taught us to sow unto righteousness and reap in mercy and break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he shall come and rain righteousness upon this land. And in that spirit we humbly bow, ready to make a sacrifice for thy cause. We all know that the ingredient in a good life is that which comes first through the redemption of God's sacrifice, in the provision without faith and without which all of life would be vain and miserable. And in that spirit we bring, our Father, the blessed needs of our congregation, of our people in this community, before the throne, and also the needs of all of those who are within our congregation visiting today. They too, we know, feel pain and have special needs and heartaches to be soothed. We pray for each of these. And may our Father, the touch of the divine be upon those who suffer and those who have needs this hour, to know that God has not simply forgotten and walked away, but that he is still there. Now we covet thy presence, our Father, not only upon these, but upon the cause of Christ throughout the world and throughout this city. On this Lord's Day, in many churches today, people will be worshiping, and they will be there to seek God. And we pray that as the ministers of the gospel proclaim the truth, that the revelation of God might take hold to their hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit to apply it. And we pray that each shall have the courage and the insight to be led of thy Spirit this day. May also our missionaries, our friends afar on the fields abroad, be touched in special ways on this Lord's Day, knowing that Jesus does make a difference. We pray that we might invite him even into our lives as we worship this hour for his name's sake. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is 375. You'll turn with me as we sing all four stanzas of 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. 375 as we stand, please.
Jesus, Jesus, our Lord.
Father, add thy blessing to our gifts, tithes, and offerings during the Sunday school hour and this offering. Use them for your glory, and may they be multiplied to cover the needs of this world. In Christ's name, amen.
Broken home.
Well, we can take a little more of that. Right. I was so wonderfully inspired this morning to look around and see all the activity and everyone coming in Sunday school and all the excitement and interest we have around this place. And before 9:30 this morning, every space in the parking lot was occupied. And people were on the side street gouging each other for the last parking place available. You think I'm making that up, don't you? In testimony, I was a good Samaritan, and I gave it up for a lady who is here in the service. Which means that we need to expand further. So let us pray and let us give and let us work toward that end. They're wonderful, you know, the things that happen to us day by day are marvelous. I had the opportunity of listening to some Greeks last night, and they were fabulous. Gail, it was simply wonderful.